Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Ohio State Notre Dame, a guy who has led, Will Howard, doing a hell of a job. Riley Leonard, doing a hell of a job. These two meet on Monday, and a guy who's playing in a Notre Dame-Ohio State game, Brady Quinn, joins us on the show right now. Brady, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. How we doing?
We're doing really well. All right, so Ohio State, they are the favorite. I think Notre Dame's going to try to play this game in a phone booth. I think it's going to be tight. How do you think this game is going to go, and who do you think wins?
Well, look, I think it's easy to look at Ohio State, look at the talent, look at their health. I mean, they're obviously a healthier team, even though their offensive line has faced some issues, not as much recently as Notre Dame. I mean, they're on to potentially their third left tackle, which would be Tosh Baker. He came in this past game and struggled, honestly, five pressures, gave up the sack, and limited work. So there's definitely some concerns about the O-line, D-line injuries. Our best cornerback, Ben Morrison's been out for a while now. Leonard Moore is a freshman All-American. He's done a tremendous job, but it's a tall task when you're talking about trying to stop a guy like Jeremiah Smith or Emeka Abuka for that case. So I think to your point, like, you can't count out this Notre Dame team because every single time someone's gone down, there's been a guy who stepped up. And you can talk about the Georgia game, RJ Open, who had a sack all season and steps up, causes a strip sack. That leads to a touchdown pass from Riley Leonard. Bo Collins probably going to struggle to throw the football down the field this year. You go back to this most recent game. It's a 10-0 ball game. There's a 2-minute drive before half. Riley Leonard goes down. He's been evaluated for a concussion. Steve Vangeli, the backup quarterback, steps up. Bing, 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 like right down the field. Sets him up for a field goal before half. Builds momentum and kind of, I think, helps people kind of have a sigh of relief. So I think it's going to be a tight game. It'll honestly just depend upon, I think, how Ohio State starts. And if they start the way they have so far in these playoffs, where they jump out to these fast starts, they can build these leads, in particular getting Jeremiah Smith involved early, it will be about Notre Dame hanging in there. But if it ends up being a slow start, I give Notre Dame every single chance of trying to drag Ohio State out into the deep water, make them play their game in a phone booth, and let the more physical team win.
Well, did you see a blueprint based on what Texas was able to do? Because there was no blueprint based on the Tennessee games and obviously what was going on with Oregon. I mean, those were blowouts. Those games were over seemingly 8 minutes into those games. But Texas, that game was a fistfight there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think that the difference is Texas and Ohio State match up extremely well at almost every single position group. You know, if you look at, for example, the receivers and the speed of Texas and then their secondary as well, you know, they match up somewhat favorably. So, you know, you can put guys on islands. You can allow a guy to be in man-to-man coverage and not be sweating it. You know, Pete Kwiatkowski didn't really change a whole lot from what he's done in the past. He typically runs a post-high zone coverage for the most part. He'll mix in some man. He'll mix in some split safety. But the way he runs his defense, he wasn't going to change it just for Ohio State. It's because of the personnel they have. For Notre Dame, it's entirely different. They give you such a variety of looks. Al Golden I think I'm actually worried after this game, you know, may end up being the defensive coordinator in the NFL. I mean, he's that good with the variety of blitzes, the variety of coverages, the way he changes up the fronts and looks, and especially with a lot of guys who are backups. So the difference for this is, I think, and how this game's going to play out is more of the scheme and the adjustments throughout the course of the game. And Marcus Freeman has done an unbelievable job with his staff making adjustments, in particular in the second half of games, last week, for example, versus Penn State. But he'll need to in this one because this is another, you know, another kind of cat and mouse game between some staffs that are familiar with one another, but also at the same time, I think, you know, do some of their best football once you get into the game and once you see what teams are trying to take away and how they respond to that.
Brady Quinn with us on the hotline, giving us perspective like only he could. He's experienced this game. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but I found it interesting. Marcus Freeman, it's been a hallmark of the Notre Dame defense this year, man-to-man defense. Texas decided to go zone, and they were pretty successful with it, bracketing around Jeremiah Smith, not allowing a lot of those man beaters that Ohio State has used with Chip Kelly to free him up in the earlier playoff games. What do you think? Give me the chess match here. What do you think Marcus Freeman will do? Because you said he's been so great at making those adjustments this year.
Yeah, so Notre Dame likes to play a lot of man. You know, and really, Pete Kwiatkowski, they'll play zone, but they actually play a lot of times what's called a match zone. So sometimes it plays out to be man. But the biggest thing they were doing was putting two receivers to his side to try to eliminate him. Now, where Ryan Day and Chip Kelly are so special is it's hard to play man against them, not necessarily because of the personnel, because of the mesh concepts. I mean, how many times have you guys seen Ohio State run guys underneath, and they've got three guys going to the opposite side of the field, and whether it's Emeka Ogbuka or Jeremiah Smith or Carnell Tate or whoever you want to point to, they're getting picked. You know, they're getting picked for, and they're going to be open in space. You know, Ryan Day, back, you know, during his time as a play caller, was able to dial up stuff like that. And you know Chip Kelly does that as well. So, to me, the double-edged sword for Notre Dame's defense and Al Golden, it's not just taking away Jeremiah Smith. To me, it starts with a run game, because that was what I thought Texas took away first, as they tried to limit the impact of Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson. Because if you allow Ohio State to have both going, you're never going to be able to stop them. You're hoping and praying that you don't give up some big plays and you can force field goals, not touchdowns, in the red zone. And that's just not a winning formula. So they're going to try to force Ohio State to throw the football and make some big plays versus pressure and at times versus man-to-man. Now, are they going to add a robber? Are they going to have a safety helping out on Jeremiah Smith's side of the field? You betcha. And they do as good of a job of disguising. There's times when I'm watching the game live and I'm like, I need to go back and watch it on tape because of the way they go about, you know, disguising their coverage and how they go about hiding who's the robber and really, you know, what the safety's responsibility is, when oftentimes he's a middle field safety, but he's more slanted to one side of the field, like he's kind of shading over, more stuff that you see at the NFL level. So to me, it all starts with whether or not Notre Dame can stop the rushing attack first, and then get Will Howard and Ohio State in a 3rd-and-7-plus scenario where then they can, you know, given their mixture of looks, mixture of coverages, and mixture of pressures as well, to play a role in all that.
Brady Quinn, Fox Sports, Big Noon Kickoff, Fox Sports Radio, 3rd and Goal Foundation on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Of what you said, it's excellent stuff. How much of the Michigan game against Ohio State played into what you just said of what Notre Dame could do Monday?
Well, I think that's part of it. But, like, look, the Northern Illinois game plays into I think, Notre Dame and how they've responded and how they're going to try to, you know, have to overcome some stuff. Because physically they got beat up in that game. And I think, you know, how they've responded, you know, to that game has been in large part the fact of, like, trying to make sure that they, you know, dominate the line of scrimmage and are able to run the football. And that's it's tough to stop their rushing attack, in part because Jeremiah Love, and I know people are going to take issue with this, he's the best running back on the field on Monday night. And I know people, they can say whatever they want. Go watch this young man. Look at his highlights. Go back and watch the touchdown that he had versus Penn State on the goal line. And he's playing on an MCL. So if it gives you any idea of how tough the kid is, how dynamic he is. I mean, he's jumping off one leg hurdling players. He's the closest thing Notre Dame's had to Reggie Bush. And that's saying something. So, you know, that rushing attack with him, Jadarian Price, and then Riley Leonard, their quarterback, is what makes them tough to stop. And this is as good of a, you know, defense as you're going to face in college football in Ohio State. But when you have to attribute an extra body down around the line of scrimmage because of the quarterback run game, and then when we were there this year, I mean, we saw times when even Marshall's quarterback Stone was able to kind of run around a little bit and scramble. But that's been the way Notre Dame's been able to play these games and win. They've capitalized off other teams' mistakes, and their offense hasn't necessarily put them in too bad of harm's way. I mean, Riley threw a couple picks this past game that were bad, but the defense stepped up for the most part and really didn't hurt them. So, you know, this is going to come down to really, I mean, it sounds boring, but it's Ohio State, it's Notre Dame. It's blue bloods of college football. It's who's going to dominate the line of scrimmage, and if Ohio State can stop the rushing attack for Notre Dame, force Riley Leonard to be a pocket passer, they're going to win the game.
What has Marcus Freeman done to go from a player's coach as an assistant and to not be a head coach that players just end up taking advantage of? Because I don't know if we've seen this type of success. He's been fantastic, and he's got everybody's ear.
You know, it's too...
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Things you see how genuine he is. When you get in a locker room, players are going to be able to sniff out when guys are like these used car salesmen, as you see sometimes, right? You know, they're good at calling defense or offense, and they get the head coaching job, and they're selling recruits, they're selling guys in the portal. This whole, you know, bill for, I mean, and then none of it's true, right? They turn into a different character once the guy gets there. And he's just genuine. He's built those relationships up with the players, the coaches. I think how he communicates to them is very honest and real. And I think players see that and they respect it and they respond to it. The other thing is how he goes about his leadership. I think a lot of people talk about leadership being leading by example. It doesn't stop there, though. And one of the things that he prides himself on is when you're a leader, being able to hold other people accountable too. It's one thing to just do your job and leading by example, because that's kind of what defines that. But if you can't hold other guys accountable to do theirs too, then it falls at just your feet. You're the only one who's doing your job. So I think he's built up a culture of accountability amongst all these guys. And it's one of the reasons why I think when they've had this next man up mentality, it's because they've held each other accountable through off-season workouts, through the course of the season to get to this point. And that's one of the things that I think is truly rare and special. Yeah, at such a young age, too, of a head coach, to be able to exemplify a lot of these things. And I got to be honest, I said this the other day, he reminds me a lot of Jim Tressel. His head coaching style, and I was recruited by Coach Tressel. I loved Coach Tressel. It just wasn't the right fit for me. But he reminds me a lot of Coach Tressel, and I think that's who he's kind of embodied, and he's probably taken a lot away from his experience as a player with Coach Tressel and applied it at Notre Dame.
All right, Brady, you have been awesome giving us the very polished broadcaster perspective here. I want to hear from Brady, the diehard Notre Dame fan now, because you got to turn into fan mode at some point when all the work is done and you get ready for that game. And you played in a Fiesta Bowl against Ohio State. I thought that was so much talent on the field for that game going back. And you remember all the storylines that emerged and the half-seed jersey and all of that fun stuff. First of all, how many Ohio State friends do you have in your life that you are talking smack with right now behind the scenes?
Well, I mean, there's a ton. I mean, my dad graduated when he came back from Vietnam. His family moved to Columbus, so he's an Ohio State alum. He went to graduate school there. I've got buddies and friends who went there. Our Third and Goal Foundation supports the student veterans. We have a separate peer-to-peer mentorship program at Ohio State, so I'm very familiar with Ohio State. I have plenty of friends and family and people who root for the team. I mean, that's who they root for. So there's a lot of that. I mean, the reality is, like, it's obviously more respectful. And that's, you know, look, when I'm not rooting for Notre Dame, I root for Ohio State.
Yeah, but we don't want the respect now. We know, Brady, if Notre Dame, if your team beats Ohio State, that will take this rivalry to unprecedented levels. Because I'm an Ohio State guy. I got a lot of Notre Dame friends in my life, and we have gone back and forth over the last 20 years about these two teams. I kind of wish they played every single year. I wanted Notre Dame in the Big Ten so these two teams could match up because they're in each other's basically backyards. They're recruiting some of the same players, obviously. So, I mean, what is your feeling going to be walking into that? Are you going to the game on Monday down in Atlanta?
Oh, we're having a baby tomorrow. So I will not be in attendance for the game. But no, look, my general feeling is it's huge. I mean, this is, again, one of those, you know, huge matchups that, like, when I went to Notre Dame, we played Michigan every year. And obviously Michigan recruited me, and I liked a lot of things about Michigan. I liked Lloyd Carr. I liked the quarterback coach, Scott Leffler. I had a lot of respect for the program because I grew up in Columbus, so I understood that rivalry for the game and what it meant and really how good both programs were. And during my childhood, Michigan got the better of Ohio State, you know, for a large part of that during the John Cooper years. It wasn't until Jim Tressel got there where he was able to turn the tide. And I was there in attendance when he made the statement there back at what was the old arena there, the old basketball
St.
arena.
St. John's.
Yeah, St. John's. So, you know, I was there for all that. But I guess the thing that, like, I go back to is, you know, these are the sorts of matchups and rivalries that, like, you lived for. That's why you went there for. I mean, again, playing Michigan, you know, it was back then. They don't play them every year now. But it kind of had that same feel to me as this. So this, I think, would be a – as much as it would be a huge statement for Ohio State and Ryan Day, it would be a bigger statement for Notre Dame. Because it's been longer since they've won a national championship because the guy who's won the most games as a head coach there left and said that he wanted to be in an environment where he could win championships. And he could try to walk that back now. And I'm talking about Brian Kelly for people who don't know who I'm talking about at LSU. But he made that statement. And in making that statement, you're saying that you don't feel like you can in Notre Dame. And so the reality is, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I run the collective. I started the collective for Notre Dame. That following day after I saw the statements, I called my attorney, we filed the LLC, and we got that thing up and going. And if you look at a lot of the players who have impacted this team, they're transfer players. They're benefiting from NIL, the collective, et cetera. So, you know, there's a lot of Notre Dame fans who, you know, really want to not only, you know, stick it to get back to the top of the mountain in college football, but there's a lot of people, too, who felt burned by Brian Kelly. And this is kind of like a waving your finger down at Brian Kelly at LSU, saying, like, see what you left? See what you missed out on. But it's a big moment for many reasons, the rivalry with Ohio State, the history of it, all that, but also just for Notre Dame fans in general because of how they feel like they were burned by their former head coach and the guys won more games than anyone in Brian Kelly.
Dude, that awesome. Awesome. I mean, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling from a Notre Dame guy about how you are feeling about this game and the collective, and now you're having a child. I mean, this could be a magical, magical, you know, next week for the Quinn family. Do you want to hear from Lou Holtz. Do you want Holtz to get under the skin of Ryan Day before this game? Play some mind games. Already, Jim Tressel apparently is perhaps going to talk to the Notre Dame players. I mean, is that going to get under the skin of Ryan Day?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's that hard to get under the skin of Ryan Day if he was mad at Lou Holtz. You know, I mean, the reality is like,
yes.
like Michigan every single year, the last 4 years, I was there this year. Like, we covered this game. And I remember sitting there pregame this year looking at the Michigan defensive line, right, with Mason Graham and these – I mean, they're massive, by the way. I feel like they get bigger every year. But I'm looking at them like, these guys don't seem concerned at all. They're having an awful season. Their offense can't score points. And the look in their eyes of this Michigan team that doesn't look half as talented as Ohio State, it's like, yeah, we've beat this team up the last 3 years. We're going to beat them up again. And they did it again. it's Michigan's offense has been so putrid this year. It was hard to watch. Like, I would never say what I do in broadcasting is a job, but watching Michigan's offense this year was actual work. It was painful to watch. And the fact that they were somehow able to go into Columbus and win that game, it still blows my mind. Like, to this day, blows my mind. And so I sit there and look at it and say, like, if there's a question of physicality, well, yeah, because Michigan was the more physical team. And that's what's going to be at stake in this game on Monday. You know, whether or not they can stop the run, whether or not they can be the more physical team. Because that's the only card that Notre Dame has if they're going to win this game. That, and I think their special teams are dangerous. They're creative. Their field goal kicker struggled this season. Mitch Jeter, also a transfer player. But he's been lights out so far in the playoffs. But the fakes they come up with, all the stuff they bring out of their bag of tricks is hard to prepare for. So that's the one X factor, and it truly is in this case, is the return game and the special teams for Notre Dame if they have an advantage there of Ohio State.
At Brady underscore Quinn on Twitter, look at the Third and Goal Foundation. He's wonderful. Brady, no lie. I've watched Big Noon Kickoff since it started. You've converted the entire show. We thank you very much for the time. All the best.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on. And I'd say go Bucks and I'd do a matchup, but this time it's go Irish.
Brady Quinn on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That was excellent. Not very hard to get under Ryan Day's skin.
He's got to be one of those who knows so many, growing up where he grew up,
yeah,
having the father's connection, and obviously we all know about the story of the Fiesta Bowl in 2006. Like, who's more intertwined between those two teams? What perfect person to have on as we get ready for an awesome national championship game.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.